In this week's episode, the fight between good and evil heats up. Mickey literally slays the dragon, more like Barbecue's Murphy. Toontown reopens. This may be old news, but I've been lazy. I'll give you my thoughts and why it reminds me of a park in LA. Dan and I meet up for a fancy Fat Time in the Parks. You probably didn't know, pairing steak and strawberries go together quite wonderfully. Also, celebrating Disney 100, Boysenberry Extended, 3-hour hot dog, and more on this flaming episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Thank God, me hardly show up.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Fire. Oh, I don't know if she was walking on fire, but her head was on fire. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I had to do it. I was here for about 10 minutes figuring out a song. I didn't want to go classic.
Really?
Yes, I didn't want to go classic. You know, we didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. Yeah.
I was going to put Fire by, out of All City, All Star, whatever, Rockin'. I don't know what it was. The one who sings Roller Coaster? That band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to do
Can't
that.
Remember.
But then I was like, oh, no, I got to go with Alicia Keys. So, Fire.
That's funny. You know, the best videos, because everybody, this is all over social media, right? If you don't know what we're talking about, we will mistake. But it's all over social media, and the best one that I was sent was the one that used that as the song in the background. I was like, oh, because I don't know about you, everybody sent this to me. So many people sent me different videos and different takes.
All right, so Murphy, the dragon. Maleficent dragon at Fantasmic caught on fire, and I did not find out until about midnight, which I was really surprised because no one texted me and said, "Hey, the dragon's on fire."
And so nobody must have been at the park.
Well, there was one person at the park that I know.
If they're working, it doesn't count, Dick.
No. So my brother was there, but he. He left the area before it started, so he said he saw smoke and everything, but I didn't get any text to anyone letting me know what happened. I was at a party yesterday, and I got home about midnight, and then I was on Facebook, and the first thing I saw was from the news. It didn't say the dragon, it said like Tom Sawyer's Island catches fire. I said, what? So when I looked at the story, then I was like, oh, it's a dragon and all that. So I'm looking at, you know, I went on Instagram, and I thought it was too late to text you, so that's why I didn't text you to see if you heard anything. But
Probably. Well,
you know, I try not to text you till like, you know, 11 o'clock's my limit, depending on.
Oh, yeah, no, weekends are fine. Friday night, Saturday, I'm awake.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was going through the videos and stuff like that. And I actually saw how it happened, how he caught on, or whatever it is. People say her, but they named him Murphy. I don't know, maybe Murphy Brown. I don't know. So what?
No, it's Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law, if something can go wrong.
Yeah. If something will go wrong, then yeah, it will
go wrong. Go wrong, yeah.
There's a, hold on. I saw somebody that posted, and I'll actually shout this guy out. He does a bunch of Disney facts, and he's got a book out that's really good. It's just full of a bunch of random facts. He posted something earlier I thought was kind of cool. So you got to check out. I'll read it. No. No. Well, that those guys. Well, I like that guy's book too.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, this guy. He says, "Fantastic." Fun fact: Fantasmic's new audio animatronic dragon, codenamed Murphy, was built to replace the previous dragon, codenamed Bucky, which was a mechanical dragon's head on a JLG cherry picker. The new dragon was designed to be a full-bodied replica of Maleficent's final form in Sleeping Beauty, standing 45 feet tall. The dragon had initial problems before a scheduled debut date and was unable to operate on set date. The new dragon premiered on September 1st, 2009, and as of April 22nd, 2023, we lost Murphy to a fire. Rest in peace, Murphy. Yeah, it is because it had so many problems at the beginning and didn't work when it was supposed to. It got nicknamed Murphy because, yeah, whatever can go wrong will go wrong. That's why it was called Murphy.
So
I posted a video of the alternate, because, you know, they always have an alternate take, right? I posted videos of this before. They have an alternate take when the dragon doesn't work.
Right.
That's just on the screen. And I posted that, and I said, because you know you're going to see that alternate take when Phantasmic does come back. It's going to be a long time before you see the animatronic. It's going to be a while.
Oh, it's going to be a long, long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, long time. So they're going to get it going again, I'm sure, you know, as soon as they can. And it's going to be with that version. And I actually referenced Murphy like you did. He texted me earlier and said, rest in peace, Murphy. And then I knew what you were talking about. I posted a video that referenced the dragon as Murphy. And people were like, it's Maleficent, not Murphy. And I was like, you don't get the joke. Okay. It's kind of obvious you don't get the joke. And maybe you don't know as much as you think you do.
Yeah, you're just not in the know.
Yeah.
So real quick, Disney released a statement saying during the final showing of Fantasmic at Disneyland Park on Saturday evening, the dragon prop caught fire. Anaheim Fire and Rescue quickly responded, and the fire was extinguished. All cast members were safely evacuated from Tom Sawyer's Island. Due to smoke and wind, attractions near the island were safely evacuated, and any guest, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation at this time. We are temporarily suspending fire effects similar to those used at Disneyland Park's Fantasmic and select shows and entertainment experiences globally out of an abundance of caution following the Fantasmic prop fire at Disneyland Park. The continued safety of our cast and guests is of the utmost importance. So, yeah, I didn't see anything until I got home, and I was going through video and looking at the video, and there's one video that I have that I saw and I actually stole, and you can see the fuel leaking out of Murphy's neck, and since this is a brand new Fantasmic 2.0, I don't know it well as I knew the first one, you know, with the effects and stuff like that. So I forgot that once he shoots the fire, and then Mickey, you know, does his wand, and then he explodes, like pyro goes off on top of his head. So that happens because then my brother showed me a video of a regular performance, and the pyro shoots off at the top of his head after Mickey, you know, uses his sword to blow him up. So in this case, Mickey actually blew him up. It was Mickey's fault. And I think that this is something that Mickey Mouse was planning. You never know. So anyway, I'm looking at this video, and I saw, you can see the fuel leaking, and you can see it dripping off like through his neck area, and he does the fire. I don't know because I didn't see if the lake go on fire.
Did you? Yeah, because that happens before.
Yeah, I know, but I don't remember in this video because it was like a close up of the dragon. So
I don't know if this is an old picture or not.
Yeah, so he shoots the fire. You can see the fluid going out of his mouth, and then you see it catch fire like it's supposed to. And then Mickey's all, you know, this is my dream. And then he shoots his wand. And then all of a sudden, you can see pyro going off in his head, like the way it's supposed to be. And I slowed it down, and I can see in his eye, the fire uh-huh. start.
Yeah.
And so basically, you know, the fuel's there, the fuel's leaking, the fumes, you know, caught fire, I'm guessing. The fumes caught the fire. And then you see his head start burning. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. So when I saw the video, and I was like, you know what? It actually goes together. I saw another video from the front side. The one I have is from an angle from the right side of the by the boats or the dock. And so I saw another video from the front, and it went together, you know, with the screaming, ah, ah, and his head's on fire. They go, hey, Mickey blew him up like he's supposed to.
Yeah. It couldn't be better time, honestly.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So I watching a video here too that is from the front angle, and the water was on fire like okay. it was supposed to be.
Okay.
So that part was on. Did you see actually Mickey during
yeah.
all this?
Yeah, I can see Mickey in this video, but there was someone's head's in the way. I'm looking at the video, and now he just shot the fire, but yeah, I guess maybe yeah you can see a little bit of the fire, but there's a lot of people in the way. So, but after he shot the fire, like right now, I'm looking at the video, and you can see the fuel leaking from the neck area, like underneath. Yeah. So, I mean,
he went down. That's a lift that he stands on.
Uh huh.
It's a lift, so you can see Mickey played into it because obviously the character that's there, whoever's in the suit, saw it happen, and then kind of looked up and just kind of looked back at the audience, stayed there, and then the lift went down. That's they bought the character down right away. No one was hurt, which is super important.
Yeah,
and super good. I'm watching a video here too. It does, like you say, you know, it seemed like it was part of the show, and then the whole damn thing just caught on fire.
Right.
Like, seriously, the whole thing. It's done. Like, there's no piece of mercy left. Yeah, this is just, it's incredible.
So, let's see. I don't know if it's the same video, but there's a video I saw. Like, the show's canceled. It's done. You know, he's on fire, and then all of a sudden it shoots another flame out, and you hear people go, "Oh!" like that. You know.
Mm. Did you really announce it?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm sorry. I mean, I knew it had to be done, but it's like this performance is fantastic. Cannot continue. And I was like, yeah. I mean, you know what? And honestly, props for them taking care of business. I mean, ideally, no one's really in trouble. The people on the island who responded fairly quick, you know, and you got to get out of there.
Right.
But they evacuated pirates and something else, probably the restaurants and stuff, just out of caution.
Right.
It really was. When you think about it, there's not a whole lot of danger. You don't want any kind of explosion that's going to ignite some of those trees or something that are, you know, how long debris flows and stuff. So,
well,
you just never know.
A lot of it, too, is the fumes, you know.
Oh, yeah, that, too. Yeah, yeah.
And it could be toxic and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I was like, at the first, I was like, why do they, you know, need to evacuate this area? It was kind of stupid because it's on the island. But then I thought, and then after, like, oh, the fumes and you know, might be some toxic.
It's a lot. It's a lot of smoke, and yeah. There's a lot of hydraulic fluid. And
right.
Just a bunch of stuff that's in there. Whatever they'd use as the propellant, whatever actually does light on fire.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So that's what I was saying. If you see the video, you know, it's already over, and he's just, you know, they're on fire, and you see another burst shoot out. At that time his head was up, pointed up, and you could see another thing shoot out. And I was telling my brother, I said, maybe the Disney techs did that to get the rest of the fuel out of his system, you know, out of the tanks or whatever that might
be possible. Yeah, if it'll react, yeah.
Because
if it's still in a mode to react.
Yeah, because it didn't look, because I was telling my brother, I said, when something like that happens, you know, if you guys seen Fantasmic and they have that booth right there in front by the light tower, that big black booth, and all they do is run time code, you know, it doesn't, you know, everything is up on top, above the suite up there, whatever, Walt's home, whatever, that area.
The apartment, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where that's where they control the show. But down there, if something goes wrong, they hit that little red button to stop the show. So I was telling my brother, hey, you know, they stopped the show, so there's no reason why, you know, to shoot anything or it would go off. And I said, maybe they did it, you know, hey, let's get the rest of this fuel out of the, you know, the tank or whatever. And, you know, so maybe they shot it manually because, like I said, the head was up. It wasn't pointing at anyone, and it didn't blow up blew up because there was fuel in there. You can see it shoot out again a little bit, not as much. So I thought maybe they did it on purpose. You know, let's get the rest of this out of the whatever you call it, the line, the fuel line. So I don't know.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, then again, I still think Mickey had something to do with it, you know. We'll see.
What a rat.
So I do think, of course, they canceled the show tonight. It's going to be a while before it comes back. You know, I'm not talking about with the dragon, just it in general, depending on how much damage it did to the stage. Because, you know, underneath the stage right there, too, is Aladdin, I believe, the carpet. So whatever's in that area, they're going to have to repair. It's going to be a while. But, of course, since they did suspend all pyro fire effects at all parks, you know, once Fantasmic does come back, we're going to just see the video screen with Maleficent Dragon, you know, being electrified or whatever, and those effects are.
So this is going to, potentially, this has the ability to impact World of Color. Mm-hmm. And Wondrous Journeys, you got to assume it's anything that has any kind of propellant
right.
for fire, just to see what it actually was. You know, don't expect them to be down for long. It could have been something as simple as a leak. But if the tech is somehow anything, a piece of it, and you catch something that was like, oh, this, it was this, this wasn't done right, because you use the same kind of tech in other things, it's just out of caution. It makes sense.
Right.
So, and now we're going to hear all the complaining. Well, I saw World of Color and it didn't have the flames during the Lion King scene, and here we go.
I drove all the way from Pakistan.
So. Yeah. Across the ocean. Yeah.
I mean, it's sad. It's like, wow. Crazy. I don't know. But,
maybe we get 3.0 in the meantime.
Yeah, that's what my brother said. But we might be lucky. This might be lucky if we actually get an explanation. Say, hey, this was leaking from here, and blah 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 blah, like I had said. Or Disney would just not say anything and just say, hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're probably not going to hear anything.
Yeah,
unless it becomes a big deal as to whatever it was. Is the same thing wrong at parks worldwide for the same kind of tech? There's an isolated incident, you're not going to hear anything about it. It is going to be a while before we see Fantasmic. I don't know. I don't even think summertime. Maybe. We'll see. Depends how much was ruined.
Right, right.
Because this morning they covered it all up. They got the scrim on it and stuff like that. So we'll see. End of summer, earliest? Midway through? If nothing, if damage wasn't too bad? If it was just the prop, well, then you could find a way to cover that and work around it, you know.
I'm going to guess it should be gone by tomorrow, you know.
But, yeah. I mean, as far as running the show again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even just with the alternate ending.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like, you know, the without the dragon, they just have Maleficent stay up in the air. And Mickey does his thing, and Maleficent's still up in the air, And then she's like, and then she comes down with the screen and the projection on that screen. So usually it's, you know, Melissa Fisten up there, and then you see her, you know, rise, and then the dragon appears on the screen. She's still up there, and then she starts coming down, and now you see the dragon on the stage. So instead of that, she's going to still be up on top, and then Mickey's going to say to her, you know, this is my dream, and then do it with that, and then the water effect and the screen, you know, the projection.
Yeah, I got somebody, stupid man. I told you I posted that video, and somebody has posted, the name is Maleficent, not Murphy, and I laughed at that, and then I just put it in update. Nickname has been Murphy for years. If you didn't know, I guess you'll never know. And then laughed at that. And this person replied, still calling her Maleficent. So, to which I'm going to reply, of course you are. Just leave it.
So anyway, well, I guess we'll just wait and see what happens with poor Maleficent Murphy. I don't know. Let's try to think of one of those names, you know, like Bennifer or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Aflo, whatever. I don't know what they call them. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I'm going to move on. I have a list of stuff, but a lot of stuff is old. But I'm going to get through some of this stuff.
Somebody's been lazy.
Someone's been lazy. And then I'm like, oh, I'm tired, and then my knee hurts, and there's a lot of excuses that I'm just making excuses.
Right. I've got the real one. I've got real excuses.
All right. So, I had this ready to go, after Toontown reopened, the new Toontown. So I want to talk about that really quickly. One thing about Toontown that was really cool is the music in Toontown. New music in there. It's really cartoonish. I like it. And I went on the first day it opened to the public. And, of course, there's lines everywhere, not just for Mickey or Minnie's Runaway Railway, but for all the things that they're selling, the picnic basket and those sippers or whatever. And I just saw this line. I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was a line for Mickey and Minnie's, but it wasn't. Later on, I realized it was a line for the picnic basket at the little fruit stand they have there.
Oh, yeah, that was a hit.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. It was too crowded to do anything, too crowded to try to walk around. I couldn't even take pictures because so many people there. And so I just kind of went around, looked, you know, what they did, looked at the Chippendale's Gadget Coaster, whatever they call it now. Looked at Donald's boat, looked at Goofy's house, see how they brought in the sidewalk out more. I looked at the so-called park area, not the park for the kids, but the area where the fountain was by Minnie and Mickey's house in front. And I thought it looked like a park in L.A., you know, where all the homeless people camp out.
Did it cancel?
They didn't have tents, not yet. I was like, dang, it was like, I didn't like it, you know. Seeing people laying down and crap like that. And then you have tons and tons and tons of strollers. I went into this little store, that store. And it was crowded in there. What else? Oh, and then I was like, you know what? Oh, yeah, they have they combined the food over there into one area, one place. And you can get all the food in one area instead of going to, like, you know, Pluto's and then Minnie's and all that stuff, Clarabelle's. So I was like, hey, you know what?
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. What do you mean? I haven't been there. I haven't been in the park in a while.
Okay.
I feel like I should explain myself real quick. I did go with you, for which we'll talk about during that time. But
you know,
just so people kind of know, my wife has been sick, so I haven't been. So I haven't been to Toontown. All the food together was not like that before. All the eateries in the same place. What do you mean?
Hold on real quick, because I forgot about our fat time. So I'm going to type it in here. Okay. So, you know, when you went to Toontown to eat, you had Pluto's Doghouse. You had Daisy's Pizza, I think it was, or something. You had the Clarabelle, the ice cream place.
Mm-hmm.
It was those three different lines.
So
now it's one place, and you go and you order whatever you want, and you can get a hot dog, you can get the pizza, you can get, you know, ice cream, stuff like that.
So was it functional? Like as far as lines?
Is it what?
Functional, because having, you know, just the ice cream at one place and food as hot dog at one place. Like, I never had a hard time getting food in Toontown.
Oh.
Because, the lines were always kind of short because it's different places.
Right. So, now they just combine it all in one area. And then you, hold on real quick because I'm going onto the map so I can look. And then you, so it's called Cafe Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to Cafe Daisy, and then they have some Daisy's goody-goody donuts, which I forgot all about, or else I would have tried that. They have, here we go, lunch. They have the Daisy dog. They have the pizza and, like, some wraps and all that kind of crap over there. So you go over to Daisy's. You order the food. And then, you know, you pick it or whatever window. They also have the mobile ordering. So you can mobile order, and it'll tell you where to go, what window to go to. And when I picked up my food, I went over to where Pluto's hot dogs was. And they have, like, window 4, 5, and 6, whatever they have. So I waited over there for my food. So we'll get to that when we get to Fat Time with the food. So, I wanted to order some food, so I said, I'm going to mobile order, and I think we were there about 3 o'clock or something like that, and maybe a little later than that, and the wait to order, not to order, but the wait to get to hot dog was like 3 hours.
What?
So I ordered my...
Well, you had opening day there, too. You said opening day, right?
Yeah, so I ordered the hot dog on, mobile order, but you weren't able to pick it up until 3 hours later. So I was like, I'm glad I'm not that hungry. So I ordered the hot dog.
It's just a hot dog, but that's kind of... You just catch some restaurants, if that's what it is. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be that, but opening day. Okay.
Well,
it's not okay, but you get it.
Yeah, I'll get back to the hot dog later. So it was a 3-hour wait for that. And, everything was crowded. You know, tons of people there. I did my best to look around in all the areas, and I was like, it's time to get out of here. I just couldn't stand the crowds over there. And plus, it's still hard for me to walk. And I'm like, I need to sit down somewhere, and there's nowhere to sit over there, and I'm not trying to get on the grass because I'll never get up again. So,
oh, you don't want to do the park? Okay.
No. Not until I get a tent. So, that was my experience. Toontown, too crowded for me. So, I don't know when.
Wait, did you say too crowded or toon crowded?
Toon crowded. Toon crowded.
Toon crowded for me.
So... I'm going back on May the 4th, so I'm not sure if I'm going to head to Toontown. Probably not, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes next time, and we'll see how long that wait is to order over there. But one thing I did notice was that Galaxy's Edge was empty. It's crazy. Wobbled over to Galaxy's Edge. And, it was empty. There was not even a crowd there. I was like, wow, this is crazy. I think we went, Oh yeah, okay. So we went through the droid. What's it called? The droid store, whatever it's called. Went over there.
The depot.
Oh yeah,
droid depot.
Droid depot. We went in there, and there was like hardly anyone in there. There was like people building, but it wasn't like crowded trying to get through the store. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't go into dock, but yeah. So it was interesting to see that. It was empty. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Not sure how it is now, you know, during the weekend or summer's coming. So I noticed that.
That's crazy. Doc Andres is always a stop.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't.
Never go on the Joy Depot.
Yeah, I was just. Oh, you know what? Okay, so now I remember. We went over to check out the new lightsaber that they're offering for the build. For what's his name?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that.
Savi's.
Yeah.
Savi's Workshop. Yeah. So they have brand new lightsabers that you can build now. The ones that they had before, they no longer have. And they got new ones. So we went over there to go check that out. So we were looking at those lightsabers and the different, you know, new ones they have. And that's why we were going that way. I go, let's go through here real quick. And that's when I noticed, dang, no one's in here. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And then we were in front of Kylo's ship. The First Order was out, and there was hardly anyone, you know, over there. Some people taking pictures, but not, you know, it wasn't crowded. So, interesting to see that, since everyone's at Toontown now. But yeah, that's,
I guess.
Yeah. Next thing I have on the list here is Silly Symphony Swings. I think they're still gone. I'm not sure. I haven't checked on it. I know they're still closed for refurb. But someone I saw posted, oh my God, they took away the swings and da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, it's not the first time they've done that for refurb, considering it is a carnival ride. So I believe there's something that says those type of rides needs to be, you need to go into a maintenance, which they need to take them apart, because they do the same thing at Knott's Berry Farm with their swing ride over there.
And don't forget that those rides there on the pier, you can basically take apart and put in a box, because yeah, that's how they got them. Literally how they got them.
So yeah, I'm like, that's not the first time that, you know, they weren't there. So I don't know what it looks like now, but that was back then that I saw that, and I was like, I'll just mention it on the list since it's already here.
Hey, did you write that down? Speaking of Knott,
I got some Knott stuff later, but maybe something else. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that too. Okay, yeah, I now remember.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't write that down. But your job now to bring that up when I get to Knott's at the end.
Okay.
All right. Next thing is new, kind of new. Let's see how new it is. April 13th new. Disney After Dark Pride Night, June 13th and 15th. Tickets are on sale now. I don't remember how much they cost. Maybe I'll look it up. I don't know. It depends on how fast my phone goes. So, let's see. Disneyland Pride Night. Of course, like always, they're going to have all these different food options for that night that they won't offer for anyone. You know, for the regular days, and it's just for that night. Looks like they have some cool food. And I was going to mention it, but it took me over to the price. So the price for this is, I don't care about your 100 years. where are we at? Oh, see, now it's doing other things now. So I'll get to that in a minute.
It's probably the standard.
Yeah, it probably is. It took me to 100 years. Disney 100. And maybe tickets are sold out. I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, that's coming up. Like I said, tickets are on sale already. for those dates I just mentioned. Let me see what else we have here. What was the last thing they had? The After Dark they just had recently? Oh, the Blast from the Past. Night. The Blast from throwback the Past.
That's from 1980s, dude.
I was going to say, if you remember the 80s, you remember Blast to the Past, which was really cool because I saw a Chubby Checker, dude. So that was really fun. So yeah, the throwback night, those tickets did not sell out. They had tickets for those nights still available, I think, at the end. I never saw it sold out. Yeah. I know a friend of mine.
I don't know that I've seen a lot of videos from that night. Then again, I mean, I told you I've been out of it.
Right. No, they have some cool things, actually. You know, they have some cool photo op places that I saw. All right, so real quick, back to the Pride night. I got the prices, actually, June 13th and 15th. It's a Tuesday and a Thursday, and it's $139. So there you go.
Oh, that's actually cheaper. That's honestly cheaper than I thought it would be.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to go with $159.
So there you go.
$159 or $179.
So, yeah, so that's coming up. And like I said, tickets are on sale. And I'm going to doubt that those are going to sell out. So yeah, the throwback night, I saw some, cool photo op places, or, they had like, Adventures Through Interspace one. They had the Carousel Progress sign, basically just a sign, cardboard sign. That's all I remember. yeah, I don't remember anything else, but, yeah, it looked pretty cool. I didn't feel like going. I didn't want to spend that money for that one. And it is hard for me to walk around and stuff, so.
Yeah.
All right, so keeping up with nights. Coming up on May 12th, I'm giving you guys a big warning here. Grad night start. So there you go. Grad night start on May 12th. Go to our, Instagram. It's pinned to our Instagram on, you know, Mousepire. And all the nights are there for May and June.
You should have done the little sound effect. Grab back to back. Sound effect.
Oh.
There you go.
So, real quick about Grand Nights. I was thinking about this. I wanted to mention with the reservation system, people might think that the schools are going to be there, so that means there can be less reservations for regular guests. I say no. Disneyland already has its capacity. They know what they can fit. They are not ever hitting capacity with reservations, so they have that extra space for people. So I don't think they will, you know, let's say, just going to give a number. Let's just say they give 30,000 reservations a day for Disneyland Park. And now you have schools coming in, and there's like 10,000 kids, and that means only 40,000 reservations for guests. I don't think so. I think it would be the regular amount of reservations they give out for the day. And plus, hey, we have these kids here for a grand night, so since they always have the room anyway, so that's the way I think it'll work.
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, that there's different levels of grad night. Ticket wise,
right?
So some of them are there all day, some of them are just there for the after hours thing, so it's going to vary. You just have to check reservations,
yeah,
to see what you want and if it's available.
Yeah, there's three tiers. One is the best one is the both parks, the whole day in the party after 9 o'clock at DCA. The second tier is DCA only the whole day, party after 9, and the last tier is just the party at 9, after 9, so if people, right. If schools are just picking the party after 9, that's messed up.
That's just I think it depends where you're at. If you're more of a local school.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, I don't know, I wouldn't want to do that. You know, if I was available, if it was available to go all day long, then I would rather go all day long. But of course, you know.
But also, it's also the price. Well, it's a huge price difference between a park hopper there and to go all day to Universal Studios.
Well, maybe. The school price is not that bad. It's a good price, but schools charge more on top of the ticket for the Disneyland because of the bus. So,
it depends on the school. But the last time we went, because the school's supposed to kick in some of that. They're not supposed to charge the kids the full amount for the bus for a school-wide event like that. So the last time, I think the school that I work at went, it was $180 for a park hopper, and that's pretty much what the cost of the park hopper was anyway. That's what they charge the kids. They're not making any money on that, especially if it's a senior activity. They're not really making any money on that. You just got to watch out for the reservations. I think the biggest thing for us as pass holders or just people that are visiting is just make sure you don't book a reservation and realize that one park is going to close a lot earlier. Because it is going to impact the other park later. Disneyland will be packed later.
All right, so let me... All right, here we go. Full-day park hopper ticket plus admission to Disneyland Grand Night private party experience at Disneyland Park. Like I said, beginning at 9 o'clock. And this is... That ticket price is... let's see. Tuesday through Thursday is $199, and the Friday Sunday is $219 per person. And the cheap one with just the party is $99 and then $104 per person. And so let's go with the middle one, which is $129 per person and $134 for the weekend. So there you go.
See, we're going to do Grad Bash at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all day at Universal and a party until, I think, 2. Either one or two, is like $140. So they get the entire run of the park, and that includes a meal.
Oh.
That includes a voucher for a meal anywhere in the park.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but people choose other stuff because it's pricey.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not even thinking about price. I'm just thinking that, I'm talking about me right now that I, you know, we go to Disneyland a lot and going Universal as a change. So I wouldn't mind going right now. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying anyway, just to point that I don't think the reservation system is going to be impacted on how many Grand Night kids are at the parks.
No, it won't be.
But some people will think that. All right, so let's see. I mentioned that I will be going to the parks on May 4th, which is the unofficial Star Wars Day. depending on who you talk to, unless you talk to Rat Man who throws a fit about it. But yeah, so when that returns, we're going to also have the return of Hyperspace Mountain. We'll be returning. All I put here is Hyperspace Mountain returns. I put May the 4th and Star Wars Nights. But I didn't put down how long it was going to be here for. I don't know if you remember.
I think a month. I think it's a good amount of time because I remember I hate when they do it like just a weekend. I hate that stupid crap.
All right, here we go.
Like do it longer.
Yeah, here we go. It is a month. It's we'll return to Disneyland on May 1st, and we'll go through June 4th. So there you go.
Yeah. See.
So the return of Hyperspace Mountain. I don't know if I'll go on it right now. So that's that. And then we got an announcement from Star Wars Celebration that we will be getting new Star Tours adventures coming in 2024. And then we'll get a new DJ Rex playlist at Olga's Cantina over there on Batuu. So look out for that. I was just thinking... when we get a new adventure on Star Tours, it's usually for a movie or something. So that had me going, what adventure are we getting? Mm-hmm. Is this just a Is it for some type of movie show, or is it a random new adventure? We don't know.
Mandalorian.
I don't know. I don't know. So, I just thinking, you know, what's that for? So, I guess we'll have to see. They also announced a new playlist for our Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which is still doing bad. And they keep lowering the price for that. But, yeah. Oh, I think they said they were always going to stop. They're going to do it on weekends now or something. I forgot what it's
called. Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear that. Not my part.
I know. But I just think I saw that real quick. Like, oh, they're reducing the amount of the days that they're doing it now or something like that. Anyway, so, yeah, there you go. New Star Tours adventures coming soon. Toontown had a new key holder artwork that they were giving out. I don't know if they're still doing that.
No, I think it's over.
Okay, that's over. The other thing I had on my list was the, what do you call it? Disney started handing out pink slips. And one of the pink slips were given to one of my buddies, my buddy Jeffrey R. Epstein. Not the other Epstein. This isn't the. Not that Epstein.
He had, when you sent me that, I thought that.
He actually has that on his Twitter and Instagram. Not that Epstein, he says. Not that Jeffrey Epstein. after that whole Jeffrey Epstein thing came out, he got a whole bunch of rude comments to him and things like that. He's like, I'm not that one.
That's dirty.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out who this Jeffrey Epstein is. No, I know. He used to, long time ago, he was, he's in charge of D23. He was the, here you go. He was the vice president of corporate communication for Disney, who was responsible for the official Disney fan club D23. And, back, I'm going to say about 10 years ago or so, they had, it was called the Disney Geek. That was him. And he used to, you know, do different things on YouTube. You can actually still look it up, D23 Disney Geek. And that's where I first saw him. And then Anthony, my brother, and I, we all went up to Sacramento for an Aladdin, D23 Aladdin screening for the anniversary up there, which we talked about on here. And he was there, and I went and said hi to him, took a picture, and so, yeah. And then it's funny because on his Instagram, he went to a screening or something at the Walt Disney Studios, and then I see him, he's on the new Disney cruise ship or whatever, and I'm thinking, I thought you got fired. So, I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I like that sucks because I've, you know, kind of have followed his career. All right. Opening up on, when was it? A couple of days ago, a few days ago, was the new Disney Vacation Club Starview Station, a members lounge over in Tomorrowland. That opened on April 19th. Let's see. I have no idea where it is. I guess it might be where Superhero HQ was, or whatever it was called. Maybe.
Isn't it where all the AP Bay stuff is?
I thought that too, but I don't know. I don't know. It could be. I mean, the
renders. I thought that's where it was.
Yeah, the renders look like it's that area. But anyway, if you're a DVC member, then you probably already know where it's at. I don't. I don't know because I haven't looked into it. But I know someone who is a DVC member, but they don't have passes anymore, so that sucks.
You can't use it.
Yeah. All right. Also,
yeah, this looks like there. Pictures of it too, look like it's that plastic.
Yeah.
That, you know, that wasted space back there.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do in there? Same thing you did for AP days? Sit there and charge your phone?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, bring me some food and I'll be happy. All right. Let's see. There's also a new guided tour celebrating Disney 100 at Disneyland Resort. It launched on April 7th. It's a unique opportunity to chat with an animator and Animation Academy and explore Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland Park as living history. You also receive a commemorative pin and a delicious treat. So it's just like the regular tours they have there. But this is a celebrating Disney 100 at the Disney Resort. So
you have to pick those carefully because they're pricey, but like some of them are like pretty cool. And some of them, I've taken a couple. Some of them are like, that's really cool. Some of them are like, that was all
right. Right, right.
You have to be careful what to choose.
Yeah. So if you want information on that, look it up. You can go to see, I'm talking like you now. You can go to Disneyland.com. And then over in the tab on the right or the left, the menu, and hit tours, events and tours, and you'll see celebrating 100, and you'll have all the information for that. I don't know how much it costs, so check that out. And now, what you've been waiting for, what have you been waiting for?
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time, 3-hour hot dog. All right, so I'm going to start real quick with that hot dog that I got at Daisy's Cafe. It looked sad. yeah, it looked sad. It was, you could tell it's been there a while. It was overcooked, but I really want to go back and get a hot dog and hopefully a fresh one because it is a natural casing hot dog and it's a foot long, I think, or something like that. It might be only 11 inches. You never know. But, yeah, kind of like Subway bread, you know, it's not really a foot long.
Yeah.
And it was when it started baking. But so, I mean, it tasted okay. But it was, I can tell it was overcooked. It did look sad because, you know, I didn't get it plain. So even the plain hot dog looks sad. I was like, dang, it looks sad. But, so right now, you know, I always say, you know, hey, it's good if I want to get it again. Well, I only want to get it again to see if it actually is a good hot dog because, you know, like I said, opening day, everyone's there. They're just cranking things out, keeping them warmer. So maybe when it dies down, I'll go back and try that hot dog because it looked like it could be a good hot dog. Let's see. Do I still have
the pizza, the flop over pizza? I want to try that.
I think I saw that and actually looked pretty good. You know, I mean, I can say, I can look at food and say, hey, man, that looks good. Doesn't mean I'm going to eat it, but I can say, hey, you know what? That looks good.
This is true.
let me see. So, the hot dog. Oh, I got to go to the lunch menu. Okay, these are the dog. Yeah, it says, I'll be foot long hot dog with house made chips, which is cool, kind of like over at the Jolly Holiday, you get the house chips.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what I got. Now they have a Daisy's Dressed Up Dog, which is the Albi foot long hot dog, chili cheese sauce, mac and cheese, and Parmesan potato crisps, and house made chips. Crispies. Potato crispies. What is that? That sounds good too. Parmesan?
Mm-hmm.
So that dressed up dog is $14.49. The Daisy dog is $12.99. They got the pizza, a pepperoni pizza flop over, pepperoni mozzarella provolone with tomato sauce is $10.49. Now I got the, gotta go down to the drinks, the beverages. I got a was a lemonade. I'm looking for it. There it is. The Pacific Time Watermelon Lemonade.
How's that?
It was good. It was pretty good. It's it says Minute Maid zero sugar lemonade with watermelon premium syrup and watermelon gummies. Now, if you ever ate gummies that are cold, you know
they're hard.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So if you guys get that,
DCA has a drink that puts Swedish fish in a slush.
Oh, okay.
And they get hard. Yeah. And I like Swedish fish, so I went for it.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, so just remember, it's in a cold drink. Any type of gummy that gets cold, it's going to get hard and it's going to hurt your teeth. But the gummies were pretty good. I did, you know, I chewed slowly. The lemonade was good. You know, I liked the Minute Zero. So that was pretty good. What else they have here? They have Granny Goof's Garden Sweet Tea, which is a Gold Peak sweet iced tea with honey mango premium syrup and mango flower or mango flavored filled spears. And then they have a specialty cold brew. Whatever. It's like burr with the EW. So, Joffrey's Coffee, Caramel Mudslide, Cold Brew, Sea Salt Caramel, Toffee Sauce, topped with whipped cream. That sounds good without the brew. it does sound good. Throw on some ice cream. So, yeah, I got that lemonade. It's pretty good. I actually would get that lemonade again. And the lemonade, all those drinks. No, just the lemonade and the Goofy. Granny's Goofy is $6.49. The brew is $6.29. And they also have mini corn dogs, which is $7.99. They have a pepperoni please pizza, $7.49. The cheese pizza is $6.99. And like I said, I want to try those Daisy's Goody Goody Donuts. They're mini donuts with cinnamon sugar. It's $5.99. And they have a spring garden wrap, marinated romaine and some other salad stuff with creamy lemon dressing. It's $12.99. So, yeah, you can go over there. Like I said, you just go to the Cafe Daisy. Yeah, you order there if you're going to stand in line, and then you get your food, or mobile order, and it has the windows at the Cafe Daisy, and next door is where Pluto's was, and you can pick up there, too. So,
hey, did the line look 3 hours long, or just the mobile order?
Just the mobile order. The line, actually, the line wasn't that bad if you were just getting there to order, but there was actually a line to pick up mobile order, too, so... It took a while.
We hate that one.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because like you mobile order tells you, pick up your order at window number 6, so the 6 is long, and there's no one at window number 5, you know? So you're like, this is bullcrap. Anyway. So since it was a 3-hour hot dog, we had to wait. We were a little hungry. So we stopped over at the Golden Horseshoe and had some mozzarella sticks just to hold us over.
They were pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. They were really, really good. So that mobile order wasn't that long. All right.
3 hours.
Yeah. All right. So now we're going to talk about when we went to the park a couple weeks ago to have some dinner at the Blue Bayou.
Yeah.
That's part of Dan's all-you-can-eat challenge. You can eat.
Everywhere you can eat challenge.
Everywhere you can eat. So he said he wanted to try the Blue Bayou, and I'm like, oh, I'm in. Let's go.
So, yeah, well, he told me. I had said I was going to do it, and he said, well, if you can get in, I'll go. So I got it.
Yeah,
I did. Got it on a Saturday, yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, it was a Friday.
No, it was Saturday.
Saturday.
I had a CT scan that day.
Yeah. No, that's right. Let me tell them that. Yeah, we got a Saturday reservation at about 7. Good time. Dinner time. We got into the park. I was able to check us in. There was, what, 5 of us total?
Yeah.
5 of us total for dinner. Had a nice little dinner. A nice little pricey dinner. We can talk about prices if you like. But, you know, a lot of people, first of all, Blue Buy is hard to get into, right? It's mm-hmm. always hard to get into. I've heard people say there's different ways you can do a walk up and just kind of put you on standby, and people were fairly successful. But, you know, we got a reservation and we went with it. What did we get? Well, I started with a drink. I got a drink because I wanted a little, what do they call that stuff? A champagne coupe or whatever it is. They have a champagne glass that you only can get at Blue Bayou. Only when you eat there. So you can't just walk up to Blue Bayou and buy it.
Right.
But then to add on to that, you actually have to order it with the drink. Like, not iced tea, an alcoholic drink, whether it be wine or I had a Hurricane, which is a rum-based drink, which makes sense because it's, you know, pirates. So they had it. You could buy them individually or a two-pack for 30. My brother and I got the drink, and we split the glasses. It's cool. It's blue. It's got the Disney brand logo on it. I think it's Disney 100 on the back. It has the Blue Bayou logo on it. So it actually is pretty cool. And I didn't get it because I think it's worth any money or anything. I thought it looked cool. It was only like $16, so I thought it was cool. What did you order, Dick?
I ordered filet mignon with strawberries.
What? Oh, I had the filet mignon. How? I had the filet mignon. You had the filet mignon. I had mignon.
I had.
No, I did the filet with strawberries. That was good.
I had the mignon because I'm fancy. No, so
he had the mignon.
The filet has those heirloom carrots, Gruyere and pepper mashed potatoes, and the red wine reduction. I don't like all that. So I just said, hey, give me the filet, and I ordered it medium well, and no, I said medium. It was more like medium well, right?
Yeah, that's why I always order medium.
Yeah, so I ordered medium because I know that you're not supposed to order a filet well because they look at you like you're stupid.
So you're not supposed to order any meat well, but okay.
I ordered my steak well because I want it cooked and I want it mooing at me. So I got that, and then I just told him, hey, just give me the steak, you know, that's all I wanted. And he insisted I get a side. He's like, oh, you can have some rice. I was like, no. He's like, some strawberries. I said, okay. You know, you guys know I love strawberries. And
they look good. They actually look pretty good.
They were pretty good. I said that they were actually the best I've had in a while. Because, you know, sometimes I go to the market, I'll grab some strawberries, and they taste like an apple. Well, they have the, you know, the feel of an apple when you crunch into it, and you're not supposed to crunch a strawberry. So,
yeah.
So these were really good. So, there was, you know, a little sweet, not, you know, they're not the way I like them, really, really sweet. But, hey, I didn't complain. I got a whole bunch of strawberries. I got a good-looking steak. And I guess they're lucky that I don't know if I'm lucky, they're lucky, that it's really dark in there. You can't see, so I couldn't see if it was actually pink on the steak. I just ate it.
Oh.
And,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I told your brother that I forgot that I was going to go and grab some ketchup packets just in case. Like, oh, crap, I forgot. I was going to grab ketchup packets and take them in there in case I needed to throw some ketchup on it. But I didn't. Don't worry. People like, oh, my God, you got to put ketchup on a steak. No, I didn't have to do that.
No. I had the filet mignon as well. I had it the regular with the mashed potatoes and the carrots. It was really good. It actually was really good. I ordered mine medium. It still had a touch of pink inside, which is kind of how I like it. It had a touch of pink. It wasn't cooked all the way through, which is it's too tough. So it cut really well, and it was pretty tender. I enjoyed it. Rob had the Creole roasted chicken, which he said he liked, and he's all, but I think I should have gotten the fillet. The thing about chicken, I think I talked about this before. The thing about chicken at these parks is they give you such a big piece of chicken, and the way they not season it, whatever it's cooked in or breaded in or anything like that, it's such a big piece of chicken, all you get is on the outside, and then the inside just tastes like chicken. Like, you can get it, you know, anywhere, or you can cook it at home. And that's, I have a problem with that. So he said it was good. He said, but it was the same complaint. He had roasted shrimp, and then he had some Creole rice and Creole sauce. He said he liked it, but I think next time he would order the filet mignon. Or even if we were there for lunch next time, the Monte Cristo. So, we'll see. But then, what did you have for dessert? The dessert too, right?
Yeah, so when our server came back, I think he said something, oh, do you guys want dessert? I said, oh, yeah, I forgot all about dessert. Uh-huh. So I got the Petite Sundae, which said chocolate pieces and chocolate syrup. So that was pretty good. It had little, I know I saw it said chocolate pieces, but when I ate it, I don't even know what, if they were like kind of a big piece of chocolate chips or something like that. It was really good. I was like, you know, it wasn't like what I was expecting it to be. It was actually better. So it was,
yeah,
it wasn't bad. It had little Mickey Mouse ears. I'm trying to remember. Was it like a Oreo cookie on top?
I don't remember. I don't know that I really got a good look at it because it was dark.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go through the photos.
I had the Disney 100 celebration cake. So it had me at pecan, but there were actually no pecans in it. It was like the pecan paste. So I think in the mousse. I think it was there in the mousse. The pecan brownie, chocolate truffle mousse, red berries, which it did taste as the filling, milk chocolate mousse glazed with chocolate ganache and topped with a star, which was just chocolate, like white chocolate inside. It was good. It was good. I would eat that again. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good. That was our meal there. You get your Magic Key discount for being there, so we took advantage of that. And you know, this is a sit-down restaurant. So all told, we spent, what, about 2 hours eating dinner?
Yeah.
The time we were called back to the time we actually finished. And then we're just being us. The five of us are all clowns. So just talking about a bunch of stuff and telling stories. And you forget that you're actually inside. I forget to we're on a ride. Because every once in a while, we've made mention, like, you hear somebody kind of scream from the waterfall. And pirates and go, oh, yeah. There's like a ride right there. You kind of forget because you kind of get into the atmosphere. So,
all right, so real quick, I thought it was cool. I am looking at my picture, and yes, it was two Oreo cookies for like Mickey's ears, the vanilla ice cream, whipped cream on top, and then on the side was a little thing of fudge sauce. So I poured that on top. It was really good. And then I remember I was eating it. I forgot about those little chocolate pieces because they were on the bottom, so when I scooped it up and I started crunching, I was like, oh, I forgot about these. So yeah, they were really good. Oh, but those strawberries.
Only thing else I have to say is that sometimes you hear people talk about how the food at Dubai isn't that good or isn't what it used to be, but I thoroughly enjoy what I eat. I thought it was really good.
Well, this is my second time eating there. So, you know, I already knew that, you know, if they had the filet, I knew I was going to get that. And that's why I said, oh, it depends on what they have. And when I looked on the menu and said they had the filet mignon, I'm like, okay, well, then, I know I could eat there. And, like I said, I already eaten there before, and it was good to me. So
I had lunch there 2000, maybe. We had 2000. It's been a long time. I haven't eaten in a long time. And it was lunch. So I think I had a soup in a bread bowl when they were serving clam chowder there, which they don't do anymore. So it's been that long. So I've never actually eaten a proper dinner there. So that's part of the reason I wanted to do it. So done. Check months after this, on to the next adventure, which will be, which you declined. But I'm supposed to, and I think it'll still happen. I don't know what stuff I got going on. Kaipe Circle is the next reservation that we have.
So. Right. And I won't make that one because they don't have anything on the menu I like.
Yeah.
When they first opened
up. There's a couple of things I'm interested in.
Hey, when they first opened up, they had a burger. I remember.
I think that's the lunchtime menu. It's the lunchtime. We have a dinner reservation.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't check.
Yeah.
Maybe I can say, hey, do you happen to have a burger back there?
No, I think they do, because they're seeing that too, but I think I'm pretty sure that's the lunch menu and not the dinner menu, because they do vary. There are different menus.
Right.
So I'm ready.
Yeah, so let's see, real quick. We talked about the Yuva Bar and Cathal was going to close, and then it closed, and people were, like, shocked.
We got it closed. Well, it was done.
We said it's going to be closing this month, and people were shocked that it closed. Oh, my God, they closed without a warning or something. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, whatever. And then what else going on? Oh, yeah, Sprinkles closed. No more cupcakes. And I don't know what else is going on down there. I'm too crippled to walk down there right now. And then Disney announced they're halfway to Halloween. And, I mean, this is old news now with, I said.
I think it's actually over.
Yeah, that's why I said it's old news now. They had some desserts that they were talking about, which is just crappy desserts because, you know, in Disney World over there gets more better, and they get better desserts than we get over here. We get the same crap. So, that was over, that was only like 4 days. So I'm sure this week they're going to announce more dessert crap or whatever. So we'll see about that. I'm just going through my post here, see what else I have. Roger's the Musical at California Adventure Park.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning on June 30th. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be just like, you know, World of Color Fast Pass system thing. You can go get on the app to get into that. I don't know if they mentioned that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. And then they have on April 28th, making its triumphant return to theaters for its 40th anniversary, Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
That's cool. When is that? What day is that? Let's see.
It's next month, isn't it? In May?
No, it's on the 28th this month. So that's Friday. This Friday.
Oh, yeah, this Friday. Yeah. And that's a week or so? Or like 4 days?
I don't know.
It's only... I saw it released with the news from Celebration. And the UK only gets it for like 1 day or 2 days. Mm-hmm. And we get it a little longer. It's not a week. It might be like 4 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, what a terrible weekend. I'm busy this weekend.
So, yeah.
Stupid.
There's that.
10th anniversary.
Let's see.
And you didn't get the big news. You have big news, right? Big news?
I have big news?
The closing date?
Oh, for Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
See, yeah. Like I said, I didn't even write that one down. Last date for Splash Mountain is May 30th?
Yeah, something like that. Not in May.
Yeah, May 30th.
Go get wet.
Let me just go through my... didn't even post that? Sometimes I get news for things and I'm like, okay, I don't want to post it on MousePower yet. I always post everything on MousePower first. But then when I get
tons of news, and I have to, like, oh, I'm going to go do this one first, and then I'll come back to that, and yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, so I'm just guessing, going what I think is the last day, the very, very last day for Splash Mountain is May 30th. Damn it. Oops. And I had a friend, one of our other friend podcasts, posted something, and he put the wrong date, so I, you know, corrected him. So I'm just trying to go to his post right now to see what he said, and then I know it's the opposite of what he said. Here it is. So, yeah. So there we go.
Let's keep in mind that that day's going to be really busy.
Right. So, yeah, he ended up changing his post. So, yeah, so the last day to write it is May 30th. It will close on May 31st. To start is Tiana's Bayou Adventure theming and all that. So if you guys go on May 30th, it's going to be, just know it's going to be, you know, long line over there, all that kind of stuff.
Now, don't forget that a couple things. Realize that that's the day after Memorial Day, first of all, right? That's the day after Memorial Day. And that there are a lot of schools that are already going to be out by then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There will be a lot of schools that are already out. Well, is that a grad night? No.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. You posted the grad night, dude. Is that a grad night?
I know, but now you're just making me go back and forth, and I got to go to my grad night.
Oh, man.
No, I'm right I'll here. I got it. yes, it is a grad night. May 30th and 31st.
Know what you're getting into.
So, there you go. You guys, I cue my thing. You guys have been warned. All right. So, yeah. So, 30th and the 31st are grad nights. So, what I was going to say is it's going to be crowded there on the 30th. You're going to have grad night kids there. You have people who are going to want to go in the last time to say they were there in the last time. I had my last time last year sometime. And, also, if you guys go there on May 31st, you will definitely see a wall up. Okay? So, don't be posting pictures. Oh, there's a wall up now. Oh, shit. No duh. That's all I got to say about that.
So, you're going to see a ton of influencers that are trying to do it. Because you got a couple of things going. It's going to be the last day, so it's already going to be packed. Plus, it's a grad night, which means everybody that was in California Adventure is going to hop over because they close early. So Disneyland is going to be busy anyway. And then to add to it, that's kind of a terrible day to pick. But, you know, I'm sure they'll be making money.
Yeah, don't forget, like he said, schools are out. A lot of schools are going to be out on, what, the 26th?
Yeah, the week before.
Yeah.
We are. We're done the week before. I literally don't work that week. We could go. If I wanted to, I could go, but I kind of don't want to. I'll slip in there somewhere at time in May. But okay, I did it. Mm-mm. I don't have to be the last one on the ride.
Oh my gosh.
I'll leave that to some other TikToker.
Another TikTok star?
One that actually gets paid for their work?
Excuse me.
But it's probably also pretty rude.
Oh, let's see. So we have, hold on, because I'm looking something up. But we have a, what do we have? The Star Wars nights coming up. Like I said, May 4th. But besides those nights, I don't remember the other ones are, but besides
those. It's the 11th.
Yeah, the
11th. That's the one I'll be at. The one I'll be at.
But I was going to mention also on May 7th, on Sunday, Bat's Day in the park. I'll be there for that. And
so will a friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend.
Your friend.
So I was looking up real quick May 30th on the reservations, and it's open, so I'm surprised.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I was looking at real quick. So, yeah, May 30th is open. Our reservations right now.
That'll change soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I forgot about this real quick. Going back to Fat Time. I don't know if you guys noticed this. If you guys are in the parks and you're trying to order some Fat Time food, usually you go, let's say you want to order at Jolly Holiday, and you go to mobile order app, and you order your food, you know, you can go there and order, and I'll tell you what time to pick up. But now they have a new feature that says available now. So you can actually, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. You can actually go to on the app and you can check what's available now, meaning like you can just walk up and get your food. So let's say there's no line at Stage Door Cafe. It'll say available now, so you can just put in your food order and you can just go and pick it up. You don't have to wait a certain time. So that's kind of cool. So that's on the app now. I was trying to see how to do that, but oops, I don't want. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Okay, there we go. So if you go on the app and you go to mobile food orders and it says retrieving and it says you don't have any current mobile orders, on the right side on top is the plus button. You hit that and it says as soon as possible or schedule for later. And like right now, it says Bengal Barbecue, Cafe Daisy, all these places, Galactic Grill. It says next arrival and it says now. So like right if you go to Gibson Grill, it says next available. It says 8 to 38 minutes. And, you know, stuff like that. I'm just trying to find everything right now, since they're about to close anyway, is available now. Stage Door, Royal Street Veranda, Ronto's Roaster, Refreshment Corner says available now. Only the Gibson Grill says available 8 to 38 minutes. So
it lets you filter out by time?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to order Galactic Grill right now, you can go there. It says available now, so you could begin your order. And, you know, it says available between now and 11 p.m., since that's when they close. So, you know, during the day, there might be some, you know, hey, maybe Galactic Grill's not busy. And you can go in there and say, oh, available now. So you can just put your order in and just start walking over there. And you don't have to wait, you know, you don't have a time window to wait, basically. It's a cool feature.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll try it out.
Yeah, so like I said, on the app, mobile food orders, hit the plus button, and then it says on top, it says as soon as possible or schedule for later. And there you go. It's pretty cool. Just thought I'd point that out. Oh, let's see. What else we got?
I haven't even been on the app in a while.
I go from time to time. All right, so real quick, talked about last time Disney and Pixar's Carl's Date, and that's going to be available only in theaters with Elemental on June 16th. So before Elemental starts, we'll have that short. What else? Real quick, let's see. Young Jedi Adventures coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Disney Plus and Disney Junior on May 4th. That looks pretty cool. Oh, yeah, The Rock announced a live-action Moana. I'm sure you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I wanted to talk about that fake Hunchback live-action poster. Everybody was going crazy over that. Did you see that?
I don't know. I saw that. No, I didn't, actually.
So there's a poster about the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Dom, whatever you want to say, potato, potato. And it had all these people that were supposedly going to be there. So, of course, people thought it was real. And what's his name? Plays Olaf.
Josh Gad.
Yeah. He's supposedly going to be the Hunchback. And he came out and said, no, this is not real. And go, that'd be cool if those people were in this movie, but this is not real. But, of course, everyone posted that it was real. Yeah, so I thought that was funny. And then I have stuff here that's already done with, the Bad Batch. That was pretty good. I loved it.
Yep.
Mandalorian, like I said, I'm going through my list that I wrote down a while back. Mandalorian, Jar Jar Binks was back. That was a cool episode. No.
Yeah, it was.
If you guys didn't see
it. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Did you finish it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It didn't go where people thought, which I think actually kind of made it better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the theories were getting crazy. And it's like, you got none of that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I thought the Mandalorian season was really good. It was exciting. It's crazy to see how everything ties in and how they're making things tie in from the, you know, original trilogy. There's so much to go through. I don't have the time.
Yeah, well, we'll do that at a different time.
Yeah, I gotta write things down. But I thought it was cool. The Bad Batch was awesome. I love the Bad Batch. And towards the end of Bad Batch, had a lot of Indiana Jones Temple of Doom theming going on, which was really cool. What else do I have? I think that's it. We'll get to some Not Spray Farm news real quick. The first thing I want to talk about.
Hold on, real quick. This week is the premiere of Peter Pan and Wendy.
Peter Pan and Wendy.
On the 28th, yeah.
That comes on the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see about checking that out.
Yeah, Disney Plus on 28th. Yeah, I'm ready to see that. I still got to see Pinocchio.
You got to see what?
Pinocchio.
Oh. When you get time.
Yeah.
No, you mentioned Knott's.
Yeah, so Knott's very fun. The first thing I'm going to talk about is since it rained a lot during the Boysenberry Festival, they extended it to weekends. This past weekend, April 21st, 3rd, next weekend, April 28th, through the 30th, and the last weekend will be May 5th through the 7th. So it's not going to go through the week. It just started this weekend, or, you know, weekends only. And May 5th and 7th is the last weekend to go to the Boysenberry Festival. And I guess on this past Thursday, they had like cheap tickets. I don't remember how much they were, but they were cheap. That's pretty cool. So
cheap tickets at Knott?
Yeah. I mean, like, regular price to get in is $80. So.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yeah. So I think
they would never.
These were like $48 or $58, something like that, for Thursday. Mm. It was a Thursday ticket. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. They had some good deals going on for the Boysenberry Festival, which was like you get admission to the park, you get parking, and you get three Boysenberry food voucher things, you know, tabs or whatever. And it was for a certain price, which was not a bad price. So I don't remember if they did that last year. But anyway, you have two more weekends to get your Boysenberry festival grub on. I went there the day we went to Blue Bayou. Just real quick.
Earlier in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think you told me that. Okay.
No, I don't think so either. But I went there real quick, but I couldn't stay long because I couldn't stand up forever and walk. So I saw, that's right. I saw a friend there from Disney, from Disneyland. And I told him, I just came real quick. And I was trying to do like a lap around the park. But I ended up, like, no, I can't go all the way around. So I just went back left. So, yeah, I don't know if I would get back there anytime soon. So there you go. So next thing is Knott's announced the reinstatement of the chaperone policy starting yesterday. I think it was yesterday. It doesn't matter when it started. It started again.
Yep.
So they changed it. Now it's... all right. It gets confusing because it's basically telling kids you can come to the park, but you have to leave by 4 o'clock. Because now they want the chaperones. You can be, they want kids under 18. No, 15?
15. Yeah.
So, see, it's so confusing now. So, these kids who are under 15 years old have to be chaperoned after 4 o'clock in the park.
Right.
So, if you're under 15 and you go to the park, you must leave by 4 o'clock or else they're going to kick you out and all that kind of crap. If you're there with the chaperone, your chaperone still has to be over 21 years of age with a photo ID. But now, they're allowed to have up to 10 kids who are under 15, which I think is really cool because, you know, sometimes you have a family that only had like, what was it, 3 kids before?
Yep.
And then they went to 4?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for the family, it's like, well, you know, you're making, you know, us go and we have more than whatever, so now we need another adult there. And so 10 kids per under 15 kids for one adult. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a good thing. So I actually read today that all Cedar Fair parks are doing that. It's not just here. All of them throughout the U.S. are doing the same thing, that they have to, you know, same policy. And I think, you know, of course, you know, summer's coming up, so they just want to get that going now. And I'm sure nothing's happened to make them bring this back. You know, no, you know, fights have occurred since. They're just like, you know what? Hey, summer's coming, and now it's time to implement the chaperone policy again.
And to be fair, this is definitely targeting middle school kids. Who,
right?
There are a lot of the problems. There are a lot of the problems. I think the original incident that happened was actually for middle school kids. Like, because I had seen flyers of the ones who had planned it. Because those were circulating around, and they looked to be middle school age. So, not surprising, having had dealings there on chaperoned trips where it was definitely middle school kids who were causing problems. That's what high school kids don't, but they tend not to act as big a fool.
I was around a whole bunch of middle school kids yesterday. it wasn't bad. All right, so here we go. As part of the commitment, we are implementing a chaperone policy beginning, like I said, yesterday. Under this policy, our guests ages 15 years old or younger must be accompanied by a chaperone who is at least 21 years of age in order to be admitted to or remain in the park after 4 p.m. local time to closing. Chaperone must provide a valid government-issued photo identification with birth date and ticket entry. One chaperone may accompany no more than 10 guests ages 15 or younger per day. In addition, the chaperone must accompany their party during entry, remain inside the park during their visit, and be available by phone throughout their stay. Guests ages 15 years old or younger who are found inside the park unaccompanied by a chaperone will be subject to ejection. This chaperone requirement applies to all Knott's Berry Farm and Soak City Water Park ticket and season pass holders. And says, we believe these changes will help ensure that Knott's Berry Farm and Soak City Water Park continue to have a positive atmosphere where generations of family and friends can gather for a day of safety, fun, and good food. Millions of guests have counted on us for exactly that, and we will continue to deliver on that promise for generations to come. So there you go.
Sounds good.
I have nothing against it. In the beginning, I was.
I don't either. I'm telling you, they're the problem.
Yeah, I mean,
it's those. I mean, I work around high school kids. Not that they're not, but middle school kids run around unchecked.
Yeah, no. In the beginning, I thought it sucked because you have those people who do drop off their kids. Because I was those kids who got dropped off, and my parents come pick us up later. You know. Yeah. And for those people who are buying passes to drop off their kids and their friends, and you know, and I'm talking about the good ones. You know, that's why we can't have nice things. but you know what? When I go there and I see, you know, I don't see fights, but I do see kids acting up, being stupid, things like that. So
yeah, and a lot of them are middle school kids, 13, 14, things like that.
Yeah.
You're running around and check.
So I don't have a problem with that because I don't have to worry about it.
Nope.
All right. Is there anything else?
Chalk Walk is back.
Chalk Walk.
I decided to do the Chalk Walk this year. If you have listened to it before, you know, didn't agree with the way that it was run last year. Because it was completely for influencers and getting something for free. Funny enough, I have seen no influencer or anybody who wanted to get something for free post anything and any gift about it.
Oh, of course
I've seen
not.
None of that this year.
Of course not.
So I am doing it. I'm going to go back to doing it with some students and some people who want to do it with me. So if they're interested in getting me up or interested in helping our team. This time it's a little different. We know all the money is going directly to Chalk. The traditional way, again, where you walk through both parks before they open, and all the money I know goes directly to Chalk. I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm not even getting a trip to Disneyland. I paid my complete entry, so I donated all that money to Chalk. Like I donated extra because I'm stupid, but not. It's a fine organization. I just made a mistake when I registered and donated more money than I thought, but it's fine. I know where it's going, so I'm okay with it. But my team could use some help. Yeah. They got a bunch of students who are willing to walk with me. So if anybody's interested, you can be up and I'll tell you how to donate to help them out.
You're stupid.
Yeah. But I'm happy it's this. And it really, not until I said something, I really thought I have seen no one who was trying to hype this up, say anything about it in any of these groups online. Yeah, not a thing.
You told me about it, that it was back and all that, and then after we talked about it, then I saw the email. I was like, oh, okay, well, there's the email. So, yeah.
Right.
Last year, it was all about freeloaders, you know?
Yep.
Having people sponsor them, give them money so they can have a free trip to the park, which was really stupid. I'm glad it's back to the way it's supposed to be, and this time people have to walk.
Yeah. And it's less money to walk than it was to do the thing last year. But, you know, you're not getting anything. So, you know, I like to think about it like that. You know, the heart's in the right place.
Right, right.
If you're doing it for a reason. You're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, but you're someone who's been doing it before that. So, you know.
Yeah.
There's,
been doing this for 10 years minus COVID. Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of people are just doing it so they get that free trip to the park and have other people pay the money. I mean, like I said. Granted, the money is going to them, but still, you know, they're like, hey, right. Can you give me a free trip? Can you give me money for it? Yeah, whatever.
Right. So, in fact, I'm going to talk to a friend of mine and say, has anybody posted about this stuff? Because I've literally seen nothing. Nothing. So, yeah, only help them if you need it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, yeah, cool. I'll probably post about it tomorrow morning. And when I say morning, I mean like 2 o'clock.
Thank you. Yeah. Or set it to post at a certain time.
Oh yeah, I could do that too. So then, yeah. You know, actually, I when I post on Facebook, Mousepire, I post to another group too. So I can't do the time thing with the other group.
Oh, no.
No, I only... Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know why. It's stupid. So, but I can do it, you know, separate posts. So there you go. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. I will as soon as we finish, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'll talk about this. Oh, well.
Yeah, I go, well, we'll talk about it next time. If there is, uh-huh. if there is a next time. I got to get my money's worth, right?
Yep.
So with that, that's it for this episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
We're back. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I had a 3-hour hot dog. It was probably 3 hours old. Tasted like. But I will definitely give it a try again. Not sure when, but I will try it again. So, yeah, we'll see. I'll be in the parks on May the 4th because it's going to be with me. And May the 7th, I'll be wobbling around. So if you're there, let me know. If you're not, then I don't care. All right. Don't forget. Let's see. Where are we at? Here we go. Mousepire on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, Twits, the YouTube, Snappies, TikToks. Yeah, we're there. Check out the Instagram and you can see when these grant nights are so you can stay away from the parks. And yeah, there you go. Patreon.com/Mousepire. DGPclothing.com. If you want to get a hold of us, email us mousepire@gmail.com. There you go.
.com.
And where are you at, Dan?
Dan's Disney Adventures on Instagram and Danzig77, DANSZIG77 on the TikTok.
Yeah.
Come have a good time. Get some laughs. We'll run through.
Check out his TikToks. They're kind of just a little bit of interesting. Just a little. I don't want to give him too much credit. I don't want to think he's a TikTok star. I'm just kidding.
They've been laughing because I haven't been to the park. I haven't been to the park, so I'm lacking.
Yeah.
The content, but I'll get there soon.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm trying to recoup and trying to get to physical therapy whenever they call me back. But whatever. We'll get there. I'll get back to normal one of these days.
And we'll have fun doing it.
There we go. All right, that's it. I'm Diggs.
I'm Dan.
And we're going to say bye.
Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.